Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Two Israeli cabinet members have suggested that Israel retake the Gaza Strip. That's the headline. Miki Madad comes to this broadcast table to explain the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Just remind everybody how the Israeli government decided to give the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian people to appease them with a state of some kind, using the Gaza Strip as that state. But also the Jewish settlements. Back in 2005, there was a major Jewish settlement that was evacuated. Go through that history a little bit with us.
Well, let's first make sure that everybody's on the same page. Gaza has a long history of Jewish residency, especially in the 16th century. I'm talking about the modern period, not even talking about the biblical period. In the end of the 19th century, up until 1929, there was a small Jewish community in the Gaza Strip. And there was a Jewish kibbutz called Kfar Aza. So it's not as if Jews sort of popped up in Gaza out of nowhere. As you're correct, we have to zero in on 2005, Mr. Sharon, for many reasons. Some people think simply because the perceived large number of Arabs in the area were uncontrollable or we would be unable to administer them properly, decided unilaterally to give up the Gaza Strip. Now, in the south, as you mentioned, there was a whole area of about 14 kibbutzim and moshavim in an area called Gush Katif. Some of them had been moved into there from northern Sinai when Menachem Begin had effected a withdrawal from the Sinai Peninsula. That did not placate the Arabs. The Palestinian Authority and PLO were unable to maintain its rule, and Hamas took over, and since then, as you mentioned, we've had Operation Protective Edge. Iron Lead, I think, is another one. And it's been very unquiet, including the tunnels. They hit us above ground and below ground as well.
Miki Madad with insight into the Gaza Strip as it relates to the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Miki Madad refreshed our thinking as to modern-day Gaza Strip. Today, it is a hotbed of Palestinian terrorist, the Hamas. In biblical times, the word Gaza used 19 times in the Bible. In biblical times, first used in Genesis chapter 10 and verse 19, and in the New Testament for the last time, talking about the evangelist Philip, which is mentioned in Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. Gaza is now the location of 1.6 million Palestinians who ultimately will be wiped out as if they had never been a people. That's Obadiah verse 18. In the future, the Gaza Strip will belong to the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel 37 verses 7 to 11. God does have a plan that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...